Now, here's a question to which not only I have no answer, but nobody does. Ethics for Siamese twins. And the question is, suppose one of them commits a felony, a capital crime, and one is absolutely innocent. What should the court's correct decision be? What about the issue of abortion, sex, ownership, suicide, etc., where the two have contradictory opinions? Answer is that there is no application of ethics or ethical principles to two opposite situations simultaneously. Ethics is for human beings as defined. And human beings are not coral bushes. They're not organisms intrinsically, physically interconnected. Now, if you could do it, I would say the innocent is more important than the guilt. So if you could do away with the guilt and keep the innocent, that would be fine. But if you could do that, presumably you could separate them, which you should have done the very beginning. But as to the rest, sex, ownership, etc., there's no possible answer. One guy says, I want to live by the lake, and the other says, I want an apartment in the city. How could ethics or anybody answer such a question? I'm in love with Miss X, I hate her. I mean, I would say in a case like this, if it's conceivable to separate the two bodies, do it. If it were me, even if they said that chances are 99.999 to 1, I would try it. In fact, I'd probably try it if it was 100 to 1, just to get out of such an impossible situation.